亲爱的弟兄姐妹朋友们，主内平安。让我们一起聆听神的宝贵话语，让我们一起翻到雅各书第一章第一到第八节。第一节，做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请善哉。十二个支派之人的安，我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试验，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐以众人也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得什么。心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。读经到此。
我们谢谢李景弟兄为我们诵读经文。现在我们请 Dasko Shi 牧师来为我们传讲。今早的讲题是试炼中的喜乐，我们也请钟声全长老为我们做翻译。
May the name of our Lord Jesus Christ be praised.
愿我们救主耶稣基督的圣名被高举赞美。
It is God's great mercy that brought us to His house.
是神所施的大怜悯，让我们能够被带到他的家中。
And our greatest thought as we come together to worship.Must be God Himself.
我们来到崇拜当中，我们所要思想的那最主要的，应当是神本身。
He is our joy. He is our strength. He is our hope.
他是我们的喜乐，他是我们的力量，他也是我们的盼望。
Life is full of trials.
生命中充满着磨难。
Difficulties and sometimes even sorrow.
许多的困难也有许多的苦楚。
But the Bible tells us Christians can rejoice in trials.
圣经告诉我们说，基督徒我们能够在磨难中来喜乐。
And James, the apostle, writes in his epistle that.We must count it all joy when we fall into temptations.
那雅各书的作者他就告诉我们说，我们若在百般的试炼中，我们都要以为大喜了。
And we will meditate that today.
我们今天就要来思想这一点。
Let's read from verses 1 to 8 of James 1.
我们再来读雅各书第一章一到八节。
James 1, 1 to 8.
雅各书一章一到八节。好，请听我念。做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各，请善住十二个支派之人的安。我的弟兄们，你们若在百般试炼中，都要以为大喜乐，因为知道你们的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。你们中间若有缺少智慧的，当求那厚赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主必赐给他们。只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹动翻腾。这样的人不要想从主那里得着什么。心怀恶意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
First of all, James was writing to a group of Christians who were going through many trials.
首先，雅各他是写信给一群面对各样磨练、各样试炼的这信徒们。
And he is particularly writing this to Jewish Christians.
那他特别是写这封信给那些犹太信徒。
That's why it is said that he's writing to 12 tribes in verse 1, which are scattered abroad.
因此他在第一节这边就告诉我们说他是写给散住在十二个支派之人。
All of us know that the first group of Christians were in Jerusalem.
我们都知道第一群相信耶稣基督的这些信徒呢，他们都是在耶路撒冷的。
When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, 3,000 people were saved in that city.
在五旬节的时候，当彼得讲道的时候，就有5,000人来在耶路撒冷这个地方来信。
On another occasion, 5,000 were saved.
对不起，刚才是3,000啊，还有另外一次呢是5,000人信主。
So the church grew very fast.
然后我们知道说教会就发展得很快。
Easily more than 10,000 people belong to Jerusalem church.
至少在耶路撒冷这个教会就有大概整万人的聚会。
And persecution began.
那因此逼迫就开始了。
And they were scattered.
那他们就因着逼迫就散居。
Some went to nearby cities like Caesarea.
他们有一些就在附近的城市，就像该撒利亚。
But some went further away into the Asia Minor region.
那有一些却跑得更远去，就在小亚细亚的这些地域里。
And many of them are in new and strange places.
那许多人都是去到生疏不熟悉的地方。
But there also they face many persecution.
在那里他们也面对各样的逼迫。
Many of them lost their things in Jerusalem. They had to leave behind their houses and wealth and go to new place to start again.
那许多人他们都失去他们所拥有的，他们必须放下他们的屋子他们的产业去到一个新的地方来重新开始。
Some of them fell sick and died, and there were widows and orphans in this group as well.
那有一些人就是患了疾病，那他们甚至死亡。那当中我们也看到说有许多是寡妇孤儿寡妇的。
And so many of those Christians,
那因此在那许多的基督徒当中
were called to face trials after trials, day after day.
他们都是面对着各样的磨练天天时刻时时刻刻都面对这些磨练苦难。
And here, James tells us that Christians must always expect trials in life. It's our common experience in this world.
那在这里，雅各就告诉我们，提醒基督徒说，我们必须知道说，或者说我们必须期盼知道我们要面对苦难，而且这个是苦难对我们基督徒来讲，苦难磨练对我们基督徒来讲是一个不可或缺的。
By God's grace, we don't have persecution in Singapore.
我们靠着借着神给我们的恩典，我们在新加坡却没有面对任何的磨练。
And many of us are well settled in good houses, driving good cars.
我们许多人都安居在美好的房屋里面，也驾着大汽车。
And we have good food.
我们也有美好的食物。
Nobody is starving.
没有一个人挨饿。
So what trials do we have?
我们面对什么磨练呢？
Well, as long as you are in this world, there will be some sort of troubles.
无论只要你是仍然是在这地面上的话，你肯定会面对一些的磨练。
And in fact, we must expect troubles in this life.
那其实我们都应当期盼说在这一生当中会面对磨练。
You may be disliked by your own family members because of your faith and commitment to Christ.
你可能会因为你自己的信仰、你的信念、你这样的坚持而面对你自己家人的这个恶待。
The devil is against us.
魔鬼是时刻要与我们相抗的。
He might attack us.
他要来攻击我们。
Maybe sickness.
可能是借着病痛。
Maybe some other forms of heartaches.
可能是其他不同方式的不同形式的一些苦楚。
Our business may collapse.
我们的生意会失败。
Accidents may occur.
意外的事情发生了。
Bible talks about all these things that Christians have to face.
那圣经告诉我们说，基督徒要面对这一类的事情。
Look into verse 2, it says that you fall into diverse temptations.
那我们看第二节，他这里说是你们落在百般的试炼中。
You fall in.
你是落进。
Not you jump in.
然后不是你跳进去。
It's not that you want to enter in, but somehow it happens and you find yourself inside the trial.
那不是你很愿意的进入，而是在一些事情发生了，那你发觉到说自己已经掉在其中。
Life is like a place full of holes. You're falling in, falling in.
生命就好像走在很多窟窿的地方，那你一直时刻的都会掉进去。
You can't always see what's coming.
你不能够说时刻都看到说前面有什么。
Only after you get into it, then you realize, oh, I fell into this trouble.
那唯有当你掉进去的时候，你才发觉说，哎，我在这困难中了。
There are some troubles that people get into. They do something wrong and they get it.
那有一些困难是一些人自己做了一些事情而把自己就是带入在其中。
This is not a deliberate action resulting in problem. These are things that you never even imagined and they came upon you.
那这里所说的是不是你故意把自己陷在这困难中，而是你在不知觉的时候这些事情发生了。
That will shock you.
那会让你感到惊讶。
I had a young couple that went to New Zealand just 2 weeks ago.
我认识一对年轻人，他们就在不久前到纽西兰去。
When they came back,
当他们回来的时候
I noticed that the young lady's face is swollen.
我就发觉到这个女孩子年轻的女子她的脸却肿了。
And she also combed her hair quite differently from before.
她就改变了她的发型跟之前不一样了。
So I looked at her and wondered whether it was a change of hairstyle or something wrong.
我看他的时候我就在怀疑说到底是他换了发型呢还是有什么不对劲的事情发生了。
Oh, she had an accident in New Zealand.
他在纽西兰的时候遇见了一些意外。
39 stitches on her forehead.
那在他的额头上他需要缝39针。
She and her husband drove a vehicle. It was heavy rain, lost control.Went into the ditch.
他跟他先生就是驾驶一辆汽车在这个豪雨的底下就是他们失控了就掉在沟渠里。
Do you think they went to New Zealand to fall into this trouble?
你想他们是故意去纽西兰去掉在这样的困难中吗？
Of course not.
当然不是的。
They went to enjoy a holiday.
他们是要去那里享受他们的假期。
They wanted to come back and tell us aboutThe wonderful time they had.
然后他们要去了，回来来跟我们分享他们在那里所度过的美好时光。
Now none of us want to hear how good it was. We want to hear how bad it was because she looks bad.
那我们没有一个人想要听他说到那里是有多么美好，而是要听到他所说的是有多糟糕，因为我们看到他的状况是这样。
So we will fall into trials.
我们知道说我们会跌入一些的磨练中。
Now, King James Bible translated as temptation, not just trials.
在
You may have a problem, but
在英皇钦定本里面，他是把它翻译成试探，而不是试炼。
You see, whenever trial happens, there can be temptations also.
那我们知道说，当试炼发生的时候，都可能会有试探。
Normally, we are under pressure to give up our faith.
通常我们都会在压力当中、要我们使我们就是放弃我们的信仰。
So you've got to be careful when your faith is going to be tested in troubles, there may be temptations of sin.
所以你必须要小心，当你的信心要经过一些试炼磨练的时候，那可能就是会面对一些的试探，要让你放弃你的事业。
If you can't find a job for a long time, you may be tempted to steal.
那你可能就是许久都找不到工作的时候啊，你可能就会面对试探，说要去偷窃。
If somebody is talking bad about you, you may lose control and become violent.
那有的人在说你的一些坏话的时候，你可能就是会失去控制，然后就可能要动粗了。
When troubles come, you got to be careful because there are temptations of sin with that.
因为如果有困难来到的时候，我们必须要小心，因为当中会就是带着一些的试探。
You know, the Bible here also in verse 2 tells us there are diverse, there are many and different kinds of temptations.
那第二节也告诉我们说这试炼是百般的，就是有许许多多不同样的试炼。
They can come one after another in quick succession.
那他们可能是接二连三，很快的就来到。
And attack us from every angle.
那从各方各面的来攻击我们。
And they are of different kinds.
而且是不同方式的。
From various situations.
那从自不同的状况。
And sometimes they are combined together.
有的时候他们是联系起来的。
And you find it so hard to bear them.
那你就发觉到说他们真的是很难忍受。
And the suffering person might say, why all these things right now upon me?
那面对这样的苦楚的人，他就会可能哀叹说，为什么这些事情会发生在我身上？
Now no Christian is exempted.
要知道说没有一个基督徒是例外。
You may be a young man.
你可能是个年轻人。
You may be an older person.
你可能是比较年长一点。
You may be a rich person.
你可能是有钱人。
You may be a poor person.
你也可能是比较穷。
Are you a Christian? Then you have trials.
那只要你是基督徒，你都会面对磨练。
And they are going to come from all kinds of situations.
那他是要从各方各面来到。
You don't ask for it.
你不要求它发生。
You fall into it.
但是你却被困在其中。
So you might now ask,
可能你会这样子问，
Why would God allow this?
那为什么神容许这些呢？
Why do then I trust God?
那为什么我要信靠神？
Well, Apostle James tells us in verse 2, it is an occasion for joy.
使徒雅各就告诉我们说，在第二节，他说这样的事情就是让我们有机会来喜乐。
Occasion for joy. Trials are occasion for joy.
磨练是我们得喜乐的机会。
We may have all kinds of trials.
我们可能面对各样的磨练。
Intensity of the trials may increase.
那磨练的那个力度啊，可能会渐渐的增加。
But the Bible tells us that there will be reasons for joy.
圣经却告诉我们说，在像这样的事情是能够给我们有理由来喜乐。
Are you feeling sick?
你是不是面对病痛？
Are you feeling that this sickness is going to trouble you?
你是不是觉得说你这个病痛是将要带给你许多麻烦？
Don't be moody.
那不要因此消沉。
Remember that God wants you to count it all joy.
要知道说神要你把它当作是喜乐。
I understand how you would feel.
我知道你是有什么感受。
I have a diabetic condition, which I've been fighting for almost 20 years.
我自己就是血糖高，那我有糖尿病的这个问题，我多年都在以它来搏斗。
I don't like to see my doctors.
我不喜欢去看我的医生。
I like doctors, but I don't like to see them for my sickness.
我喜爱医生，但是我不愿意就是因为病痛去看他们。
Because they are going to tell me it's not getting better.
那因为他们会告诉我说情况是不是有任何的改良。
And they will ask me, did you take medicine?
然后他就会问我说你有没有吃药啊
Do you exercise?
你有没有运动啊
Do you control your food?
你是不是有控制你的饮食啊、
oh, I have forgotten the day when I tasted some sweet drink.
我已经忘记了我在什么时候最后一次啊喝一些甜的这些饮料。
And they shake their head. They said, you're just 50.
他们就说啊你只有50岁。
You better take care.
你最好好好的保重。
I said, okay.
我说好的。
Oh, please go to the pharmacist and get your medicine.
那请你到就是那个药剂师那里去取药吧。
There will be needles to put insulin.
就会有一些注射器让我能够打那个胰岛素。
It's almost like a small mini marketing, you know. I have to carry some bags back full of medicine for 3 months.
我拿那些药就好像上超级市场这样啊，就是迷你市场这样，就把一大包的药带回家就是让我能够3个月来使用。
On the way, I feel very sad.
在途中我就感到很就是不愉快。
When I reach home, my wife will ask, "So, how are things?"
那我回到家，我的妻子就会问我说：“哎，情况如何
？”What did your doctor say?
你的医生是怎么样吩咐呢
？What you want me to tell you?
你要我告诉你什么呢
？I'm not getting better.
然后我的状况并不是有任何改善。
It's okay. Just continue.
那只是仍然持续这样子。
If I don't deliberately remember what the Lord told me, I can be very moody and depressed.
如果我不是刻意的来记得神告诉我的，那我会变得很消沉，而我也会因此而忧郁了。
And some of you may be even worse condition than me.
那可能我们当中有一些人你们的情况会比我更糟。
But I want you to remember this.
而我要你记得这一点。
This is not an occasion for sadness, but for joy.
那这时刻不是你应当来感到就是愁苦的，而是这是你得喜乐的机会。
The Bible doesn't say you will feel happy.
圣经不是说你会在那个时候感到喜乐。
The Bible doesn't say you will start laughing on your own.
那圣经不是说你在当时候就会自然的来喜笑。
Bible doesn't say you feel like doing everything when you are troubled.
那圣经也没有告诉你说你会想到说在这样的一个困难中要做些什么。
But the Bible says, my brethren, count it all joy.
那在圣经这里就是圣经叫我们说要以为是大喜了。
You have to deliberately remind yourself.God wants me to believe He will make me know His joy.
那你要刻意的，就是来记得说，神是告诉我说，我要使到这是成为我的喜乐。
There is a special working of God in our trials to help every believing Christian to know Christian joy, spiritual joy.
那神会在我们的这些苦难当中来动工使到我们每一个属灵的基督徒都能够得到喜乐。
You are never far from the Lord, who is your Savior and Shepherd.
那你是不会离开你的主他是你的牧者，你不会离他太远的。
You are not outside the working power of the Sovereign Holy Spirit.
那你也不是远离就是离开了那。圣灵他的全能他的工作不在他的全能工作的以外。
You can never be in a pit of trouble from which God cannot, in which God cannot minister to you.
你不会掉入在一个苦难的坑中而在那里神没有办法来救拔你的。
You will never be far from the Lord. Nothing can separate you from the love of God.
你绝对不会太过远离你的神。没有任何事情能够使我们与神来隔绝。
So if God tells you to count it all joy, then do it. Don't sit there and cry.
如果神这样的吩咐我们说要以就是以为大喜乐， 那我们就应当这样子做，而不是坐在那里哭泣。
Even when tears flow down, you say in your soul, "The Lord will help me." Oh, my soul, why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God.
那即使是我们脸上就是泪痕已流下来了，那你也要在你内心深处告诉你自己，告诉你自己说，我的心啊。你为何忧愁？那要时刻的来仰望，来对神，还有这样的一个盼望。
Even when sadness and anxiety grips you, you say, "Oh, my Lord said, my grace is sufficient."
那即使是忧愁、痛苦都把你抓住了，你仍然要说到说，我的心啊，我的灵啊，就是我。是能够得到喜乐的。
Well, Apostle Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12 that I rejoice in my infirmities.
那在
Paul said in 2 Corinthians 12.
使徒保罗在这个哥林多后书第二章。
I rejoice in my weakness.
十二节说我在我的就是软弱中来喜乐。
Now, how can we rejoice? Why should we rejoice?
那我们怎么可能来喜乐？我们为什么要喜乐呢？
Look at verse 3, please.
那我们再看第三节。
It says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience.
那这里说，因为知道你的信心经过试炼，就生忍耐。
Your faith is going to be tried.
你的信心要经过试验。
Tested.
那被就是测试。
And why would such an examination come to you?
这样的考试为什么会来到你的面前呢？
It's God's plan that you would go through it.
是神的计划，是让你来经过这些。
It is not God's plan, you fail it.
如果不是神的计划的话，你就会失败了。
It's not God's purpose that you would never find strength in it.
那也不是神的心意，像我们就是在这样的情况当中得不到力量。
You may feel depressed.
你可能会感到就是消沉。
You may experience pain.
你可能会经历一些苦楚。
You may suffer loss.
你可能会有所损失。
You may fail in some of your endeavors.
那你可能会在你所经营的一些事情上有所失
败。People may hurt you.
人可能伤害你。
But remember,If you exercise your faith in this situation, God is going to prove your faith to be genuine.
那要知道说，如果你在这样的一个情况里面来使用你的信心的话，那神就会借着这样来证实说你的信心是真实的。
It's a time for God to prove that you are a true child of God. You will not give up your faith.
那是神借着这样的一个机会来证实你是真实是他的儿女，你不会在这样的境况里面来失去你的信心。
It is a time for God to prove in you that you are a child of God and you will run to Him in your troubles.
那也是神借着这样的一个机会来证实你是他的儿女，你也会在这样的一个情况里面来来依靠他。
Even when death comes,
即使是有面对生命的危险。
In the dark shadow of that monstrous thing called death.
那就在那黑暗那死亡的阴影出现的时候。
You will say, "The Lord is with me."
你就会你仍然会说神与我主与我同在。
The Lord is with me, that's your faith, and you affirm it in your trial.
那主与我同在，那这是你的信心，你是在这样的一个磨练中，你仍然是站立的稳。
You refuse to look sad.
你不愿意让人看到你有所忧愁。
Even if tears roll down your cheek, you will smile, and you know, it will be smile mingled with tears.
那即使是你落泪脸颊上有泪痕，那你仍然会带着微笑，那就是喜笑跟泪痕就是同时出现。
Your body may be trembling,
你的身体可能会颤抖。
But your voice will be firm,
但是你的声音却是很稳的。
And you confess that the Lord is good, He is faithful, He is with me in my test.
那你也会就是证实说 神与我同在，他是信实的，他会在这样的一个磨练中与我同在。
Every trial that God's servants faced turned out to be a time of their affirmation of their faith in God.
那每当、神的仆人面对苦难，面对磨难的时候，这都是他信心得到肯定的时候。
Oh, they will be happy, and others will be happy as well.To know that this man's faith is real, true, and strong.
那他们将会感到喜乐。那么其他的人也会因为看到说他的信心是真实，是这么样刚强的，而为他来喜乐。
It's a time also not only of faith but also of maturity as a Christian.
那这不单只是信心而已，那这时刻。也使到他能够更是在就是让他在属灵上更成熟。
Here we are told the trials of our faith worketh patience in Christian's life.
那在这里就告诉我们说经过试验就生忍耐。那我们在我们基督徒生命当中有忍耐。
You know what is patience?
什么是忍耐呢？
It's enduring through difficulties.
就是在困难当中继续的坚持。
Not impatient to quit.
而不是没有耐心要逃离。
Patiently bearing all troubles and focusing on Christ moving forward.
就是忍耐着面对各样的磨练就是只是就是仰望耶稣来经过这一切。
One's life may be weakened.
我们会感到软弱。
Everybody might be thinking that your faith is collapsing.
那有可能周围的人都以为说你的信心就要垮下来了。
But by the grace of God that work in your heart,
接着在你心里动工神的恩典
，you endure.
你就坚持下去。
And you're not only able to.Express your faith, but you also testify to others who God is and how good the Lord is in your trials.
那你不单是能够来显明你自己的信心你也能够与人来分享，来见证说你是怎么样的度过这些的磨难。
People might come to you and ask, "How are you?" But you, before they open the mouth and say, "Oh, good to see you. How are you?"
可能有人会来问你你到底怎么样了但他还没有。开口之前，你就会跟他说：“哎，很高兴看到你，你如何了
？”How many times I, as a pastor, have been ministered by suffering Christians?
我许多时候都就是因着一些磨难当中的基督徒，那使到我也得到一些的益处。
And I am hoping that all the people, all Christians in our churches, will be like that.That when the pastors come, instead of, you know, looking sad, you minister to the pastor. That would be wonderful, isn't it?
那我多么的期盼说，我在就是我盼望说，所有的基督徒，所有的弟兄姐妹都能够是这样的。然后当我去到当中，牧师到他们当中，以及是牧师来服侍他们，而是他们借着他们所经历的来就是与我分享，让我得益。
I remember visiting a sick.Old Christian who have no power to wake up and cook anything for himself.
然后我也记得我曾经去探访一个很年长的这个基督徒，他年纪老迈，他甚至是没有体力来起来为自己煮任何的东西吃。
I remember buying him some 炸粿条 and going to visit him.
我记得我曾经买了一些炒粿条就去探望他。
And he was so happy.
他就感到很高兴。
He ate the food.
他吃了。
And he held my hand and said, "Pastor, let me pray for you."
他就抓住我的手说，牧师，我为你祷告。
I was so happy.
我真的是感到很高兴。
That old man prayed.
那老人家他祷告。
And I tell you, I prayed that I will be like him when I'm old.
然后我告诉你，我是 期盼说当我年长的时候我能够像他一样。
He did tell me that it's tough sometimes.
And
that's because I asked him, otherwise I think he wouldn't say anything.
他虽然他有告诉我说的确有的时候真的是事情真的是很不容易。我之所以会知道是因为我问他他才告诉我的。
When you're lying in the sick bed, somebody from the church come and pray for you, you must pray for them too, if God give you any strength.
当你躺在病床上的时候如果有教会的朋友来探望你为你祷告如果你神如果赐给你够足的力量你也应当为他来祷告。
And I have gone through many trials and I've learned and I'm saying, Lord, thank you for teaching me patience.
然后我也经过许多的磨练那我也学习到了那我也是告诉神说让我能够来学习忍耐。
I have three children.
我有三个子女。
And they behave sometimes like they don't need the parents anymore.
他们表现的好像是他们已经不再需要他们的父母了。
They don't want to hear any advice anymore.
他们已经不再听我的劝导了。
Most of the time it looks like they are very sure they know what to do.
许多时候就看起来他们好像是就是知道说自己应该怎么样处理事情了。
They are not small kids. They are taller than me already.
他们已经不是小孩子他们站起来个子比我高大。
And sometimes I think they need to be a little patient in life.
那有的时候我是觉得说他们在生命中他们必须能够显出忍耐。
You see, both of us, the parents, keep on saying, be careful, where are you going? What are you doing? Be careful. And they say, why must you say all the time, be careful, okay? Don't worry.
那你要知道说我们做父母的我们很多时候都会告诉他们说你要小心你出去出外要时刻小心为这事情小心他们就会感到很烦躁他们就会说我知道要怎么样我懂得怎么样的处理处事的。
Most of the time they would say, we know, 哎呀 don't worry.
很多时候他都说我们知道了哎呀不要操心吧。
Well, when I thought back about myself, I used to be like that.
那我就回想，哎，我以前也不过是也是这样嘛。
So now, when my wife tells me, "Be careful," I say, "Thank you, darling. I know it's good."
那所以现在，如果我的太太告诉我说，哎，要小心亲爱的，那我就会说谢谢你，因为我知道说这是为着我的益处。
Last year, a couple started coming to my church.
大概是去年有一对男女来到我的教会中。
They are in their 70s.
他们大概是70来岁。
And the lady always tell me, Pastor, drive carefully, please.
那位老妇人她就常常就是这样的告诉我说牧师你要小心驾驶啊。
And I have not heard anybody saying that to me.
我从来没有听过任何其他人这样子对我说。
Almost every time she would tell me when I see her.
几乎我每次见面的时候她都会这样子来告诉我。
And if she forgot to say it, she will text me and say, Pastor, drive carefully.
如果她忘记告诉我的时候她甚至会发简讯告诉我说牧师要小心驾驶。
I tell you, if I get so many messages a person keep on telling me about drive carefully when I was younger,I get very irritated. Why do you think I don't know how to drive?
我告诉你，如果我在年轻的时候如果有人这样的来劝我，一直告诉我同样的事情的时候我会感到我会发怒的。我会说你难道以为我不会驾驶吗
？Now having driven for 20 over years,
我已经驾驶有20多年了
，and faced some accidents here and there.
也遇到了些许的一些的。就是意外。
And also there's a tendency to fall asleep nowadays because of my diabetic condition.
而且我这时候现今的情况因为我的这个糖尿病的病情呢我有沉睡突然间沉睡。
I not only say thank you to the lady, I also sometimes take time to pray for her with thanksgiving. Thank you, Lord. Somebody keep telling me this.
然后我不单是告诉这妇人说谢谢他那我也就是抽出时间来 就是为他祷告，我感谢，为他感谢神说有人这样的来提醒我。
I know myself, I wouldn't have done it when I was young.
我知道我自己，如果我年轻啊，比较年轻的时候，我不会这么做。
But I've gone through trials.
而我经过了一些的磨练。
And the Lord taught me patience.
主也教导我要忍耐。
And so many of us will face it.
然后我们知道说，我们每许多人都会遇到这样的事情。
So some of us learn to be patient. At the last section of our life.
那我们有一些人是来到我们生命的终端的时候才学习到忍耐。
And verse 4 says, Let patience have a perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing.
那第四节就说，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
God is perfecting us.
啊，神是来使到我们完全。
That there may be no lack as far as our spiritual maturity is concerned.
那在我们属灵的成熟来讲呢，可能是没有任何的缺欠。
Last night I had an incident at home.
那昨天晚上在家中发生了一些事情。
And there was a little bit of argument between my wife and one of my children.
那就我的妻子还有我的其中的一个孩子就闹口角。
And this child of ours had to rush off for something else. He has some appointment outside.
然后我的孩子啊，这个孩子呢，他在外头有一个约会，他需要赶着出去。
So he became very impatient with whatever his mother was telling him.
然后他已经就是对母亲所说的任何事情就感到不耐烦了。
So I told my wife.
然后我就告诉我的妻子
，Okay, let him go. When he comes back, we talk.
你就让他去吧，让他回来的时候我们就跟他谈。
Because he's rushing.
因为他在赶时间。
He went, he came back.
当他回来的时候。
And my wife said, when he was away, when he comes back, I really want to talk to him about this.
当他离开的时候，那我的妻子就说，如果他回来的话，我一定要跟他来理论这事情。
I said, okay.
我就说好的。
Then my wife said, you must be around, okay?
然后我的妻子说你必须在场啊。
Said I would try.
然后我说我会尝试。
And when he returned, I was there at home.
当他回来的时候我就在那里就在家中。
And without wasting much time, my wife said, come, I want to talk to you.
我的妻子就马上的就告诉他说来我需要跟你谈论。
And they started to talk about the issues.
然后他们就为那事情来谈论了。
And the mother said, "You should repent and say sorry to me for being rude."
那做母亲的就告诉他说，你必须悔改，也必须向我来认错。
And he has his arguments. Ma, you are not right.
那他也有他的理由，他就说，母亲你其实也不对。
And I was thinking, this is not going to end.
我就想这应该没完没了。
So I went to both of them.
那我就去到他们当中。
And I said, son, you sit down.
我就说儿子你坐下来。
Let me ask you something.
然后我问你一些问题。
Do you remember that's your mother?
你还记得这是你的母亲吗？
Even if your mom is wrong.
即使是你的母亲错了。
Doesn't the Bible say honor your father and mother?
那圣经不是告诉你说要孝敬你的父母吗？
Next time when you go out and somebody who is older than you make a mistake, how do you react?
那如果你出外的话，遇到一些比你年长的，他犯了一些错误，你会怎样的反应呢？
So the reason why mommy says you must say sorry is because it is wrong to be rude.
那原因之所以母亲妈妈要叫你来认错原因是因为你这样的就是鲁莽这样的无理是错误的。
I understand the point you were rushing and mommy shouldn't have said something at that time.
我了解你在那个时候在赶时间妈妈不应当在那个时候说那些话。
But is it the right way to behave?
那你那样的一个态度是对的吗？
I said no.
他说不对。
Okay, so then you know what to do.
那你就知道当怎么做了。
Sorry, mommy.
他就说对不起，妈妈。
Mother smiled.
妈妈就微笑了。
So,
事情就解决了。
Now, I was able to handle that situation, and my wife turned around and said, thank you very much.
然后我能够处理那事情, 我的太太就转过来告诉我说, 谢谢你。
And she said, you're a good judge.
她说你是一个很好的判官。
I said, it has nothing to do with judgment.
我说根本跟判断没有什么关系。
Or being clever.
也不是聪明。
I know through life, these problems God allows that we may exercise our spiritual wisdom and maturity.
那我知道说，神容许这些事情发生在我们生命中，让我们经过这些，使到我们的灵命能够更成熟。
This is not about, you know, putting him down and we becoming winners.
这不是说要把他打倒，而使到我们站在上风。
It's about we showing our children how to handle our problems in a mature way.
这是让我们教导我们的孩子说，应该怎么样的更成熟的来处理事情。
So when of all the parents here, when you have your trials with children, it's not a time to show that you are better than them. It's a time to show how to handle problems in a Christian way.
如果在座有身为父母的，如果发生像的类似这样的事情的时候，那一个情况不是让你来看到说你是比他更强大，而是让你显露出说你应该是怎么样的更好的来处理问题。
Not to worry. God will give you wisdom. Verse 5 and 6 tell you, ask in faith. If you lack wisdom, and God will give it to you liberally.
那不要担忧，那神必定会给你那智慧。那就是在第六节，就是说，让我们要来向他求。And
verse seven and eight tells us to ask in faith and not be double-minded.
那第七、第八节就是告诉我们说，我们向神求的时候，必须凭信心来求，而不是心怀而已。So
when trials come. You know it's a time God is trying to prove you that you are a believer and also bring about perfection in you.
因此当我们面对一些的苦难，一些的试炼的时候，我们知道说这是神要借这事情来证实你的信心，也让你能够更成全，更在灵命上来成熟。
And so with joy you pray.
因此你必须欢喜快乐。
Teach me wisdom. Teach me wisdom. Give me wisdom.
你祷告说，求神赐给我智慧，
that I may handle my problems.
叫我能够来处理我所面对的问题。
For your glory.
为着你的荣耀。
And my faith may be proven.
叫我的信心能够被证实。
My behavior may be perfected.
叫我的行为能够因此而完全。
And others may be blessed.
而使到其他人蒙福。
Trials are not to make you unfruitful, but more fruitful.
磨难或者是试炼不是要使你不能够结果子，而是使你更是能够结出美好的果子。
May God help us.
愿神帮助我们。
To rejoice in our trials.
让我们在我们的磨练中来喜乐。
Because through trials, our faith increases and our conduct is perfected.
因为接着磨难，我们的信心加添，那我们的行为也更完全。If
you do not have all the wisdom, ask in prayer, God will give.
那如果你没有那当有的智慧，那就向神求，接着祷告，神必定赐给。Lord
bless us, we pray.
那我们求神赐福给我们。In
our trials, which are many,
在我们许多的磨练中，
to show our confidence in you.
让就是在你里面向我们显明那样的一个信靠。
That we may prove to others that the Lord is good.
好像我们能够向众人来证实神是良善。
Our good shepherd who guide us daily.
我们的牧者他你每天的引导我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉靠救主耶稣的名我们祷告。